This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
It's Ryder and my sassy co-host Lisa.
I know, just off air right now. It's like, what are we doing next? DJ Cuddles? What?
Yeah, it's called DJ Cuddle. That's my DJ name.
Okay.
And I'm getting on the turntables, the ones and twos, the wheels of steel over here. Because there was a couple massive concert announcements. One, sadly, won't be coming to Edmonton. Only two Canadian stops for Janet Jackson.
That
will
sucks.
Be Vancouver, Toronto.
I would love to see Janet Jackson.
So would I.
Mm-hmm.
But Rage Against the Machine is coming to Edmonton. We've got the details on that and when tickets are for sale. If you would like the details, 780-784-7107.
Rage Against the Machine is a big deal. Everyone I know is tweeting about it, writing about it on Facebook. So maybe that's a good Valentine's Day gift idea.
Yes, for the man in your life, for
there
the lady rocker in your life. It would be their number one on my list for rock artists that I haven't seen yet. So it's going to be pretty awesome. Anyway, I thought it would be cool to combine the two. Janet Jackson meets Rage Against the Machine.
Okay, so DJ Cuddles, let's
this
go.
Is, I'm calling this... Rage Against the Janet.
Oof, that's the best you could come up with?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
It's Rhythm Nation and Bomb Track. Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, yo, it's just another bomb track. Burn, burn, yes, I'm gonna burn.
Oh, I was really excited for the Rhythm Nation part there.
We are the one of the...
Bomb track!
Yeah.
Okay.
Empire.
I mean, okay.
Thanks. Well, this is pretty awesome. A new species of dinosaur has been discovered. We all know the Tyrannosaurus Rex, right? This is a Tyrannosaur as well, but just a different... kind of Tyrannosaur that they'd never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an Alberta couple that was out for a walk and found the fragments or fossils. And it's actually a farmer and paleontology enthusiast who found it, John DeGroot. Now, how badass is this? They've actually included his last name in the name of the new dinosaur as well.
Mm-hmm.
So let me take a run at this. The Thanatotheristus DeGrootorum.
Close.
DeGrootorum. Anyway, that's the name of the new dinosaur. But loosely translated, it's the Greek god of death, also known as the Reaper of Death. So that's what a lot of people are calling this dinosaur.
So badass. So the rock formation that these fossils were found in, the only other dinosaur bones that were found in the same region or area are only herbivores. This, clearly a meat eater.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying. When they put it together and predict what the face looked like, there's a huge scar that stretches from their jawline.
So it got in a huge fight.
I don't know. Or if it's like part of their face, like they're just, they have like a scar face, like it stretches their jaw out more.
No.
I don't know for sure. But they're saying that if this dinosaur were to be coming at you, it would be absolutely terrifying. I'm like, yeah, obviously, I get scared when I see an ostrich. I can't imagine a tyrannosaur.
You've seen a lot of ostriches?
Yes, Pet Expo, Mexico.
You went to a Pet Expo in Mexico?
No, Pet Expo in Edmonton, Mexico Resort. Don't ask why there was an ostrich on the resort. I don't want to know either.
Okay, so Reaper of Death, we decided, is the most badass nickname of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to hear some other solid nicknames of whether people call you it or somebody that you know in your world.
What's the best nickname you've ever heard?
780-784-7107. I got to say, the coolest nickname I've heard is a guy named Pork. He runs a curling rink in a small town that I know.
Is there a story behind Pork?
Not that I know of, but it just everybody calls him Pork.
Cool.
How about you? Any cool nicknames that you know of?
I heard of a guy, his nickname was Scruffy McCheeseburger, and I was like, respect! Manny wrote in saying, I used to work with a guy who lost his left arm in an accident when he was young. We called him Lefty. That's the arm that he didn't have.
I hope he was all right.
Good one. Snacks wrote in. We don't have to say anything more than that. Their right. name is Snacks. I love it so much.
And this text says we named a coworker Tuna because he brought stinky-ass tuna to have for lunch on the first day of work. Don't you want to make a good impression? I don't even eat on the first day of work. Just in
case. I'm fasting.
Yeah.
It's really in right now.
I don't want to give a bad impression.
Melissa just texted in saying, my boyfriend works with someone who has a less than desirable hygiene. They call him Aroma Joe.
I hope not to his face.
Probably not.
I guess you could say like, no, we're saying Roman Joe because you're built.
Yeah, look at your abs.
The best one I've ever heard. We worked with a guy last year. His name was Noel Poulet. So we called them Christmas chicken.
Yes.
Doesn't get any better than that.
No, it doesn't. Noel Poulet, and you call them Christmas chicken. I really like that.
Yeah, that's golden. All right, man, your radio station rocks. I listen to you guys every day. I'm on the way to work, man. Have a good day.
Hey, drive safe. Thanks for listening.
Later, brother.
We need an effective punishment. For a bad 13-year-old. Tell us about the story. What's going down, Brown Sugar?
Okay, so my friend's daughter, she's 13, right? My friend just got her credit card bill or statement in the mail, and her kid ran up $610 on Fortnite crap.
Oh, my God.
She is pissed. And then to top it off, she called Isabella's dad and was telling him about it, and he's like, oh yeah, well, she swindled me out of my credit card number too so she could skip the dishes to school, and he got a $250 bill.
She ordered for the whole class?
I guess so.
Holy man, so this kid's just running up her parents' credit cards. What do you think an appropriate punishment would be? 780-784-7107. I got one. If she's spending money on Fortnite, she's obviously like into war games, right?
Yeah.
Fighting games.
Mm-hmm.
I think enlist her.
Or at least pretend to. You know,
or
pack
like maybe
the bags.
Go to like a military training program for teenagers that are misbehaving, right?
Do you think it's one of those situations where the kid isn't aware that the credit card is real money?
Yeah, I spent some years doing that.
Not at 13, though.
Like, my daughter
You're
is
aware.
Just ridiculous with money.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be like, can we buy this? And it'll be like a $7,000 stuffed elephant
right.
at a store that, like, takes up half the store. I'm like, no, it's $7,000. Just pay with your credit card.
Yeah, it's not real money. Kelsey wrote in saying, my punishment when I was younger was writing out pages of the dictionary. It was absolute torture for me, but also educational.
Yeah, that's
true. There you
true.
Go. Get some... Pull the screen away. No more screen time.
You'd start using those words, and people are like, where the hell did you learn that? Let's talk punishments.
So when I was about 7 years old, my mom caught me trying to steal a little leopard character from my school.
Okay.
And she took me to EPS and had them lock me up for 2 hours while her and my sister went and got Dairy Queen.
She got to go get Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes it sting even more, hey?
A treats a pizza while you're just rotting in jail?
Carol,
that's what it would feel like for 2 hours for a kid.
Carol's rolling with her son, Akesh, and asked what he thinks his punishment would be if he did that. And he said, I'd probably have to die for a week.
I wouldn't be able to handle it.
No, that would be the punishment. It would be so bad. It would be death.
Oh, okay.
But just for about a week.
If I was the mom, I guess, and the dad, I would sit down with them and explain how many hours in a day it takes to make the equivalency of what she spent per hour.
Oh, wow.
Her do manual labor.
Yeah, like if it was $800, $20 an hour, that's a week of work.
Exactly. So go clean out the garage. I want everything organized. This is what my parents used to do to me anyway, and it works.
Thank you, Des. Hello. Thank
Hello.
You for checking out the show. Weird Date Wednesday is upon us. 780-784-7107.
We've all been there.
Yeah. This story can be from recent past or like deep past. Anne told us a story from like 15 years ago, a couple weeks ago, and it was just out of hand.
So many layers
had to
it.
Go with. All right. Rob hit me up last week and said, I got a real good one. Why don't you give me a call next Wednesday and I'll tell it to you. Rob, fire away.
I was set up on a blind date. I went and met her, and got my name in. That's all I got in. Hi, my name's Rob. And she sat down and talked and talked and talked. And she started talking about surgery she had. Having her eyebrows shaved down, like everything from her face down. And I just kept looking at her. And she talked about having calf implants and her boobs done and $110,000 in surgery. So I just started ordering drinks and looking at her. like you know what I mean? Zoning in on her, like just tunnel visioned on, like look at my eyebrows. I'm like, oh, look at those. So anyway, as I was doing that, I noticed like she had a fluffy on her eyebrow, and I was already had enough drinks for me. I was like, don't worry, I got this. So I kind of licked my thumb and went to get it off. But anyway, it wasn't a fluffy. It was like crayon or mascara, whatever you used to crayon on eyebrows.
Crayon.
And I wiped off part of her eyebrow and I smeared that up her head. And the look of horror on her face must have been the reaction on my face. Like, I was like, oh, shit. Like, kind of giggled and was like, jumped back a little bit. So she grabbed her phone and keys and ran to the bathroom, sat there for about 10 minutes, and which is like, oh, how's everything going? And I'm like, pretty good, I think. And she's like, where's your friend at? I go, I don't think she's coming back.
My right hand pretty bad, playing floor hockey too competitively against children. It was a 6-year-old's birthday party.
You were like trying to get the stick between the legs and it bent your finger back or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, it was a month ago and it's still like swollen and discolored.
Sausage.
So I finally went to the doctor yesterday and the results are in. She told me yesterday, if it's broken, you may need to meet with a plastic surgeon. I do not need surgery.
This is so exciting. I mean, kind of a letdown because you would have had like the sexiest finger in Edmonton.
I know. People would have been like, I got plastic surgery. Check out my curves. I would have been like, yeah, check out my finger. Why you're not celebrating Valentine's Day? To any couples out there that decide against it,
mm-hmm.
I kind of get it. There's a new movement of like anti-Valentine's Dayers who choose as a couple to just have a normal weekend. Because I think a romantic gesture goes a lot farther anytime outside of Valentine's Day.
It's a bit forced on Valentine's Day. I don't know if I agree with that necessarily. I do think it's romantic and sweet because a lot of people are just really busy. Mm. There's a lot going on. You kind of forget to stop and smell the roses and maybe buy them and bring them home to your spouse.
Well, that makes sense.
Nice to like have that day in the calendar to be like, all right, yes, I actually have to show my appreciation in like a different way
to prioritize each other and romance. Yeah,
I don't know, but I see where you're coming from. Like getting random flowers on a day in December is nice too.
It sounds like once you have kids, the whole romantic side of things really drops off. As far as the survey says,
okay,
what is it? 43% of couples with kids don't go on dates anymore.
Ever?
Well, that's what it says.
Well, I mean, getting a babysitter is expensive.
Dinner is expensive.
You're tired. As soon as you get home, it's like you sit and then you're like, well, I'm not getting up again. Well, you have to if you have kids, I guess, but you know what I mean.
Mitch says, we're not. It's just a money grab.
Well, yeah, you see some of the menus and you're like, okay, it's a select menu that night.
Yeah, it's just really expensive.
Pricey. Okay.
You're not celebrating Valentine's Day?
No, actually, my partner works out of town, which is really sad because I'm pregnant and I would really like him to stay in town.
Okay, well, heart-shaped pizza for one.
Right?
Well, for two.
I'll be eating the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, wait. It is still for two. Never mind.
What say do ladies have in their men's facial hair, head hair, even body hair?
Look, sorry. Larissa wrote in saying, I have most of the say. When my man shaves, he asks for my permission first. She says, I always let him as long as he promises to grow it back out right away.
Christine says, I hate facial hair. I love the fact my boyfriend is clean shaven. He's in the army.
Oh, yeah. Love a good baby face. The Harry Styles look. The Shawn Mendes, you know, good jawline.
I think if, like, the person looks significantly better with a certain facial hair, that a partner's allowed to let them know that. But it's also their life. Like, I'm all for being as much of an individual and glow however you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're in a relationship, you both just do that and your lights will like meet.
Yeah, you just like subtly say things like, wow, I love when you shave.
Is that how it works?
I love that when you pluck that one hair on your back.
I've had some strange hairstyles over the years.
Yes.
I was lucky to be single and have nobody to answer to a few years ago. When the Oilers were in their last playoff run, I decided to shave a skullet, which didn't take much shaving. I'm pretty thin on top. And dye it orange and then shave some lines in the side.
Mm-hmm, a true Oilers fan.
It was a sick orange skullet. But that was just me celebrating freedom. I had just bought my own house.
Mm-hmm. Oilers, were they in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Or were they? Yeah.
And the neighbors watched me move in and went, what the hell just happened to our neighbor?
Hey, honey, check it out. There's a clown moving in next door. Wonder what his rates are for our children's birthday parties. Sherry wrote in saying, I don't care what my man's facial hair is like. I'm getting nookie any chance I get. I love you.
Sherry is the champion and will receive the
listener
text
of the week. Oh,
it's the text of the month.
Same thing.
Time for Lisa's verbal diary entry of the day.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about today's. Usually it's, you know, that moment where you lay in bed, you get out your pen and paper and you write down an emotional thought. No, today's empowering. And I want you to join the movement. We don't respond to negative people online in 2020, and it feels so good.
Who's we?
Everyone.
Oh, okay.
We all just instantly block them, and that's it. That's the end of it. So I'm talking your friends on your Facebook, if they have negative, mean energy in the comment section, if they give any attitude whatsoever, block, bye, what, see ya never.
What if they're like attempting to...
No.
Educate.
We don't have time for this. Not in 2020. And also a special shout out to the trolls, the people that make fake burner accounts with no profile picture, zero posts, yet they follow all the celebrities, Hailey Bieber.
You know they're chirping
the
them
Jonas
too.
The Jonas Brothers. Who knows what they're doing? Maybe trying to make it look like they're a real account. And then they just say something mean to you with their fake account and you block. It's so funny to me because it takes so much energy for them to make a new account.
Mm-hmm.
Pretend that they're a real person by following a bunch of celebs. That sounds exhausting. Good. Bye. The other day, a fake account messaged me after the whole like pancake batter thing where you had to wear my weight in pancakes around your neck. They wrote, there's no way you're a D cup. And I was like, troll, block.
See, I told you to take a different route.
What?
I said, like, prove it.
I'm not sending them a picture.
Well, check out these. D's.
Anyway.
Your route was probably
in
wiser.
In 2020, we don't respond, okay?
Just
who's
block.
Who's joining the block movement?
Good morning, it's Ryder and Lisa, Play 107. So Lisa was just talking about how she's just blocking trolls or anybody... For that matter, unfollowing friends.
If you have negative energy, go away. Blocked.
On social, yeah.
I mean, Gerald wrote in, there we go, saying, whoa, thin skin. No, it was funny. Someone with a fake account wrote in to Play 107's Instagram saying, there's no way Lisa has D cups. And I just blocked them instantly.
Lucas said, you missed a golden opportunity. When you said you don't have D's, you should have responded with, check out these D's. D's nuts.
No, that's not the point. Joe made a valid point. We're calling it Lisa's block party.
Yeah.
We're just blocking people instantly. We're not fighting with people online.
And Beth has become the first member to join the block party.
Yeah.
She said that she has unfollowed her grandma for commenting, interesting... Temporary on a picture of her new haircut.
I love it.
Blocked.
Ryder and Lisa, Play 107.